Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfan Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and oh my gosh, baby, it's here. The Olympics Summer Games are here, and in just a little bit, we've got USA basketball to be checking out, and obviously the rest of the action, the handball, the field hockey, the games we don't ever really watch or get to talk about very often. So pretty cool stuff at the Olympics. And then obviously everything else rocking and rolling and full throttle with baseball, the boys of summer after the All-Star break now, and football literally right around the corner, college, and then the NFL. Mike Wilson, my man, how you feeling this morning?
I am feeling great. I am feeling in a very Olympic mood. Got some beach volleyball in yesterday. Got some soccer. Got, you know, just a little bit of everything, man. I love the Olympics. I always have and always will, and it's always fun to watch these guys who train for 4 years in almost anonymity to do their thing and make their country proud and make their families and themselves proud.
Absolutely, man. There's no better honor than going out there and representing your country. So I'm down with that as well, my friend. And obviously tons to talk about in the sports world. We're going to get after it. We'll hook up with our professor of sports on the other side, John Poulter, comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. So quite naturally, when we're supposed to, we talk hockey. But right now, we're talking Major League Baseball. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Life hack number 7, get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialists right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. By the way, haven't done it yet. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, welcome back in, everybody. We're going to hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter. Comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. So, like I always say, when we're supposed to, we talk NHL hockey, but we're supposed to be talking Major League Baseball right now, so we also do that. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. I'm doing very well, thanks. How about you?
No complaints. I'm actually coming to you from a different spot today. I'm not in the Valley of the Crazy Insane Heat. I'm actually in a town called Gun Barrel, Colorado. I'm hanging out with a good buddy of mine and enjoying this cooler weather, getting out for great hikes, paddle boarding out on the lakes, and just, you know what, getting away from the heat that Mike is so he loves to mess with you about. So I'm trying to mess with him a little bit since I'm not enduring what he's enduring right now. But yeah, just having a great time and in a beautiful place and with a great friend of mine, one of my best friends of my entire life. So just having a good time this summer, John.
That sounds good. It sounds like you're in a place where they would have filmed Westerns in the old days.
You know what? Yes, absolutely. It is a very rural town and lots of green, lots of trees, lots of mountains, and just great scenery all around, for real. Okay, so let's get into it now. Major League Baseball. Let's go through the American League real quickly, and then we'll obviously get over to the NL. Baltimore and New York, I mean, I said it a couple few weeks ago. This is just going to be fun to watch. I mean, the more I'm watching it, and then you throw Boston in the mix too. Like, I'm sorry, but 5.5 back, if either one of Baltimore or New York kind of slip up a little bit, Boston's right there to knock on that door, which is awesome. So that's a 2-team race, potentially a 3-team race. And then if the Rays can really find it and keep winning, they could maybe get into this thing. And John, I hate to say it, but I don't think your Toronto Blue Jays are going to do the damage that they need to do to get back in that race, at least at this moment in time. The Guardians seem to be opening up a little bit of a lead on Minnesota. Neither one of them playing fantastic right now, so that probably helps Cleveland a little bit. Houston Astros, I think we talked about this a little bit the last couple of weeks, as they've been kind of knocking on the door, and now they've got the lead in that division. They've got a one-game lead over Seattle, and the Rangers are now kind of starting to find their groove, I think, a little bit. Obviously, they've lost a couple, but in the last 10 games, they seem to have the best record, so hopefully that means something. This is something I found interesting the other day, but now it's already switched. I'm looking at the National League. Philadelphia obviously has the lead, but Atlanta lost that second place. They got it back now by a half a game over the Mets, so I'll be interested to kind of talk to you about that in a little bit. The Brewers, they're not playing great, and either is anybody else in the division. So with the help of that, they've maintained that handful plus game lead over St. Louis, Pittsburgh, and everybody else in the division. And the Dodgers are now starting to pull away, but look at this. The Padres, a 7-game win streak. The D-backs, a 3-game win or 4-game win streak. And San Francisco, a 3-game win streak. So, like, this could get a little bit interesting in several divisions, but let's start with the American League East, John. And am I on to something? Could Boston wreak havoc in this division at some point?
Well, I think they'll certainly have something to say about it. I still think Baltimore and the Yankees are the two teams to watch. And as we talked last week and kind of previewed the trade deadline this coming Tuesday, we said that the Yankees will make a move and then Baltimore will counter, or the other way around. And that's exactly what we saw this week, both teams trying to get a little bit stronger. The Yankees probably making a little bit more of a big-time move than the Orioles did in that respect. But, you know, you talk about these division races, and one of the things I looked at this morning before we came on the air was that how the trends in each of these divisions are very similar. In the American League East, the top three teams are all 4-6 in their last 10. Not great. The top two teams in the Central, the Guardians and the Twins, are both 4-6 in their last 10. In the American League West, the Astros and the Mariners, the first two places there, 5-5 and 3-7 in their last two games. In the National League East, the Phillies 4-6, the Braves 3-7 in their last 10 games. You talked about the Central being a bit mediocre in the last little while, nobody doing really well. Brewers 5-5, Cardinals 4-6. Only in the National League West have we seen teams go on a winning streak in the last 10 games. Dodgers 6-4, Padres 8-2, and the Diamondbacks 7-3. So is that a sign that teams are coming back to the pack? Is it a situation where teams are starting to push them and they're starting to feel a little bit of pressure? I think what we see in the next few days in the trade deadline and some of the guys that might be available and some of the teams that look like they might be selling and have some big names to sell, it's very possible we could be looking at a much different situation 30 days from now. But the competition is terrific. That Yankee-Oriole race has been great all season, and to your point, I think it's going to stay that way right through the end of the season.
Good morning, John. You know, you mentioned the trade deadline, and the trade deadline is Tuesday. There's always been a myriad of trades being made. There's rumors all abound. I mean, we know this is typical stuff for Major League Baseball at the trade deadline. And, you know, there's talk of, you know, up there in Toronto, Guerrero, Vlad, and Bichette being on the move. Speak to any of these trades so far that maybe caught your eye or you thought was interesting. And then speak to whether you think your hometown team is going to be selling off Vlad and Bichette.
Well, I think the trade that caught my eye more than any, Mike, was the deal yesterday, Saturday, where the Yankees acquired Jazz Chisholm from the Miami Marlins.
Yes.
He's a good defender. He's a good outfielder. He's got a good bat. He'll give them a little bit of power apart from Judge and some of the other big boys. He can play second base. He can play center field. He's good defensively at either one of those. I think that was a big acquisition for the Yankees and probably outshadowed the Orioles picking up some of the pitching that they've been picking up. And I still think that the Orioles are going to make a move for a pitcher. I just cannot see them sitting exactly where they are and deal. And they're able to deal from strength. They picked up Eflin. I can see them dealing some of those studs in their farm system. We've talked about their farm system. It's a good farm system, but they've also got the advantage of that their core is very young, very talented, very controllable for the next few years, and they're already in a winning mode. So I think Baltimore uses its farm system here to a big advantage. That's the deal that kind of caught my eye because Chisholm is 26. I think he's under control for another two seasons after this one. So really good pickup for the Yankees, as if the Yankees needed any more help. Talking about the Blue Jays, it's kind of a fire sale. The guys that they have dealt so far are all players on expiring contracts and were pretty much guaranteed to be moved. What surprises me, shocks me, disappoints me, ticks me off, use whatever combination of those terms you wish, is that we've heard Ross Atkins and Mark Shapiro say, we're not giving up on 2025, we're writing off 24, we're not writing off 25. We want to keep our core together, and we want to compete in 25. So what do? They trade off their spare parts that are on expiring contracts for prospects. And one prospect in the three deals that they've made in the last 4 days, one of those prospects was a double-A player. The rest were all at high A, single A, or in what used to be called the Gulf Coast League. I forget the name of the league that it is now. But these are guys that are 3 and 4 years away from the majors in most cases. Where I went to school, 3 to 4 years is not 2025. So I don't really understand their strategy here. I think if they're going to start moving players and get those kinds of returns, I think they've got to tank all in. I think they've got to deal the Guerreros, the Bichettes, some of those guys. But Bichette is on the injured list, won't be back on the active roster for a little while yet. Guerrero's not having a great season. He's having a good season, but not a great season. They'd be selling down on all of these guys, which obviously is not the best way to sell your assets. So I think the Blue Jays are in a real pickle, and I'm really not sure how they plan to get out of it. It's going to be very interesting and I think very painful to sit back and watch it.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball. Hear the music means we got to pay some bills, take a pause for the cause. We'll be back in just a few. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, John Poulter, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Welcome back in to the people. It is the Dorf Hospital's Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like to. 1-800-878-7529. And we are hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter. Comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. And you can get at all of us on the X thing, by the way. For John, it's 12 at 12, John Poulter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports, Facebook Dorf on Sports, IG would be the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, John, so I kind of just make this statement about insurance and stuff who we think needs to make a deal. I think my Milwaukee Brewers need to make a deal. I think that they're going to need to help the pitching staff a little bit. If there's ever been a knock on my Brew Crew, it seems to be that either they don't have enough hitting and they have too much pitching, or in the case where we're at this season, seems like it's the reverse now. We've got great hitting, and you know what? The pitching hasn't been bad, so I don't want to sound like I don't want to beat them up or anything, but I think when postseason comes, you're going to need some good arms in there. Do the Brew Crew need to make a trade for more arms?
Yeah, I think they do, quite frankly. And this is a good chance for them to take that division, because it's not the strongest division in the world. And you know, they've got a 6-game lead over the Cardinals at the moment, but the Cardinals have been playing a much better baseball than they have throughout the season. They're starting to give Milwaukee a little bit of a run for their money. They still do have some games left between the two teams. So I think they've got to go out and get something. They've got 1, 2, 3. They've got 6 games remaining between the two teams. Three-game series in St. Louis, August 20th to the 22nd, and a 3-game series in Milwaukee, September 2nd through 4th. So it may come down to those 6 games. I think one of those two teams will make a move, and then you'll see the other one counter. Probably much like the situation I described with the Yankees and the Orioles. One will make a move, the other will counter it a little bit, and it may not be two moves of the same situation. It may not be both teams going out and getting pitching. It may not be both teams going out and getting hitting, but I think both teams have to strengthen themselves somewhat. I think in the Brewers' case, another arm would be very helpful. Another guy in the rotation would be good. Another guy in the bullpen would be good. I'd probably, if I was the Brewers, presuming they're looking at a short-term fix, I'd probably be looking at somebody like Jack Flaherty from the Tigers or Kikuchi from the Blue Jays, maybe Jameson Taillon from the Cubs. A bit of a dark horse might be Blake Snell with the San Francisco Giants. I believe he's on an opt-out year of his contract. Giants not playing particularly well after the All-Star break. They may be looking to cut loose some salary. He'd be a nice pickup for somebody for the stretch run. They may go for somebody on the second tier to try and fill up the bullpen a little bit, and I'm thinking maybe a guy like Cal Quantrill from the Colorado Rockies, just something to take some pressure off some of those arms at the back end. But I think very definitely they have to make some kind of a move. I don't think they can afford to sit and stand pat the way that they are right now, the way that the Cardinals are pushing them, and the way that Pittsburgh has the potential to push them.
I agree. Go ahead, Mike.
John. Oh, no. John, my question, you know, you mentioned, you know, San Diego in the previous segment and stuff. I mean, they're only 5.5 back of the Dodgers, and there's the D-backs that are 6.5 games back. Can either one of those teams kind of catch fire or, you know, kind of catch lightning in a bottle? I mean, the D-backs, to me, caught that lightning in a bottle last year getting to the World Series. Can San Diego or them do the same thing, win the division, or is this just a matter of time with the Dodgers clinching this division?
I'm not sure it's a matter of time. Obviously, every game that comes off the schedule with all three teams doing the same thing or all winning or all losing or developing these little streaks as we described in the last segment right now, they're all doing very well over their last 10 games. Again, I think this is going to be a race that comes down to the games between the three teams. And the Dodgers in Arizona have a four-game series in Phoenix coming up at the end of August, the beginning of September. San Diego and Arizona have a three-game series at the end of September in Phoenix. And the Dodgers in San Diego have five games, two in San Diego this coming week, three in Los Angeles the last week of the season. So I think a lot of it depends on how those teams handle the interdivision games between the three of them. And it's there for the taking for any of them. If somebody goes out and wins all of those games within their division, they could very well find themselves in first place at the end of the season. So you got to think the Dodgers hold the ace at the moment, but stranger things have happened. To your point, the Diamondbacks came out of, not quite out of nowhere, but certainly came out of the second tier last year and got all the way to the World Series. So it's a possibility, but if I was one of those three teams right now, I think I'd prefer to be the Dodgers because I do have that 5.5 game cushion.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball. All right, so here's kind of a different angle. The best player that everybody would want to have on their team, but they're not going to be traded. Who might that be?
Great question. I would probably say Juan Soto. Because he is out of contract at the end of the year. I don't know whether the Yankees have any serious intention of signing him, whether they want to spend the kind of money he's obviously going to ask for. Obviously, he's not going anywhere, but he's young, he's talented, he's proven that he can play this game. That, to me, would be the guy that most people would want, but I don't think he's going anywhere at all.
I got one for you, and it happens to be just because I'm in this neck of the woods, so I'm trying to put two and two together here. Ryan McMahon, the kid from the Colorado Rockies, and you just mentioned the Yankees. I'm sure the Yankees would love to get him as well. So that's my guy, or maybe even the kid from the Tigers, Tarik Skobel.
I'd be surprised if the Tigers traded Skobel simply because...
No, I'm saying these are... No, that's my point. These are guys that every team wants, but they're not going to get these two kids.
Yeah, that's probably a fair comment, Andy. I would agree with you there.
All right, good deal. So I do know a little bit about baseball. good work. All right, so Mike, go ahead, brother. You're up, my friend.
Oh, look, I mean, my viewpoint on all this is it's just going to be fun coming down the stretch here and what these teams are going to do. But my question right now, John, is there are some bad teams. I mean, these teams that are like Miami and Colorado and Oakland, especially Chicago White Sox. How do these managers hang on to their jobs? Like, you know, Chicago's like basically 37 games out. Miami is 26.5, and Colorado is 24. I thought these guys would have been gone a long time ago. I mean, the White Sox have been kind of a laughing stock the whole season. What's holding these teams back? Is it a contract thing from firing these managers for, you know, not doing their job?
Well, you've kind of taken the thoughts right out of my mind, Mike. I have wondered for some time why the Colorado Rockies have continued to stick with Bud Black. And I'm not saying anything nasty about Bud Black, but you look at the track record of the Rockies over the last few years, it hasn't been good. We've seen managers fired for much better results than we've seen in Colorado for the last little while. So I'm not really certain why there's such a commitment to Bud Black. I don't have a problem with Bud Black. I think he was a great pitching coach. I think he was a pretty decent pitcher when he was in the major leagues. He played in Toronto here for a couple of years. I'm not blaming him. I'm just surprised that Colorado hasn't made a change before then. Moving to the Miami situation, we've talked about that a couple of times. Schumacher did a great job last year in his first year. He hasn't had as much success this year. I'm hearing that he is not very happy with the way that team is going, the direction it's going. I think he was very unhappy with the fact that Kim Ng was let go at the general manager's post. I see him moving on at the end of the season when his contract is up. I don't think he's going to get fired, but I don't see those two going to the same dance next year. The White Sox are another interesting story, maybe a little bit similar to the Rockies, only a little bit different. The White Sox have been terrible for a number of years. They seem to have been in a rebuilding program now for 7 or 8 years. On paper, they seem to be doing all the right things, but they've had the same results with 2, 3, maybe even 4 managers over that period. So I'm not convinced it's the manager that's the problem. I think it's the roster.
Hey, great stuff as always, John. It all happens Tuesday night, I believe 6 p.m. Eastern or something like that.
That's true.
So, yeah, have a great day, my friend, and we will catch up with you next week, and we'll discuss what happened.
Yeah, take care, guys. We'll chat next week.
John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball like nobody's business, baby. That's why we have him. We'll be back in just a flash. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. I think we got to talk a little bit about what's going on with Team USA and Serbia right now. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf Hunts Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Get at us if you'd like to. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on that X thing. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother. Speaking of real, the Olympics, they're here. You talked about how much you like the Olympics. I do as well, by the way. I love the Olympics because actually what I love about it is seeing the sports that I don't really follow very often and I don't really know that much about,
right,
like field hockey, handball, all these crazy sports that you don't really get an opportunity to check out. That stuff where they were bouncing off the trampoline and doing all kinds of crazy gymnastic-like stuff, like just really, really cool stuff. But with that being said, before we get too far into it, are you more of a Summer Olympic dude or are you a Winter Olympic guy? Which one do you prefer?
Ooh, that's a good question. Probably the Summer Olympics. It's not to say that I don't watch the Winter Olympics. Look, when I watch the Winter Olympics, it's all about the downhill, all about the skiing for me, because I grew up skiing. I started skiing when I was 3 years old. The downhill skiing to me is absolutely the best because it's basic. Fastest one down wins. That's it. You know, there's nothing crazy about it other than going 80 miles an hour down in 45 degree incline at some point. But the Summer Olympics, it's for the, you know, as far as the United States, we do better in the Summer Olympic Games because we have more athletes and we have a society, we have a culture that is more geared towards Summer Olympic type games than it is Winter Olympic type games. But I enjoy them both. But if I had to prefer one, probably the summer, like you said. So
yeah, no, I'm right there with you. I'm more of a Summer Olympic guy because they're just the sports are a little bit more relatable to myself. You know, the tennis, the swimming,
right,
the basketball.
Right.
Right. And obviously has a little bit to do with where you grew up, probably, and the sports that were more focused on in the areas of people growing up. But all right, let's move on past that. Okay, so Team USA playing Serbia right now. I'm not sure if you're watching or not, but decent game so far. The USA has definitely started to flex their muscles a little bit. Got off to a little bit of a slow start, but KD and the guys are looking like, and LeBron especially, just looking like they really want to send a message to everybody, which, you know what, I like that because I seriously have my right doubts about this team to a certain degree, Mike. I'm wondering if they're going to make it through the tournament and obviously do what we all expect of them, because when you're expected to do something, it's a little bit more challenging to actually go out and accomplish that. But with that being said, I am very inspired and I'm very happy to see the way that they've come out against Serbia after a slow start. They've put it together really well.
Well, that's good. Look, this team should win the gold. Like, I mean, that is the expectation ever since we started putting pros, you know, our pro hoopers into the Olympic Games back in 1992. You know, there's been comparisons between the 92 team, the original Dream Team, and this team, which I think is it's a bit unfair. Because that 92 team, look, there's 11 out of 12 guys are in the Hall of Fame. There's really nothing to compare to that team. But this team has future Hall of Famers all over it as well. The only thing, and I'm with you to a certain extent, Andy, I have concerns about them making it through the entire tournament and even winning gold to a certain extent, only because we're not like other countries. We kind of slap our team together, you know, in the course of about 3 weeks, you know, that they really get to practice together, play together, kind of get, build some chemistry. These other teams have been together for a long time. And not that they're training together, you know, constantly or anything, but they're more accustomed to each other. The chemistry might be there a little bit better. But at the end of the day, when you take a look at the talent that is on Team USA compared to every other team there, Team USA is stacked. I mean, just stacked to the ceiling with talent, and hopefully talent will do what it does, and we come out with another gold medal for USA Olympics.
KD just draining another three-pointer. He's had a huge impact early on in this game. 14 points already, 7 minutes to play in the second quarter. Team USA is up 35-25. So I actually want to kind of dissect what you just said a little bit. So, you know, I don't disagree with your statement overall with how Team USA is constructed. We have the deepest team. We have the most depth. However, I don't know if we have the best player actually playing for the USA anymore. I think the best player might be playing for Serbia or maybe Greece. So you get where I'm going. But at the end of the day, what I'm trying to say here is that I agree with your statement overall with, yes, Team USA has the most talent overall. However, I don't think that Team USA has the best player in the world anymore. Is that fair?
Oh, that's absolutely fair. And it goes to show you, once again, the what that 92 Dream Team did to basketball in Europe. Okay, I mean, when Jordan and Magic and Bird and those guys played people, they were beating teams by 40 points, and it wasn't even close at all. Like there wasn't a doubt as to who was going to win the game. And now all those kids, so to speak, right, that were alive during that time and saw what they did and wanted to become professional basketball players were inspired. I am sure of it. I've heard of it by that 92 Dream Team, and I'm right there with you. The best player, look, the best player in the world may not even be in the tournament in Luka. You know, Luka, I don't know if his country necessarily made it to the Olympics, but certainly with Jokic and Giannis there, you can certainly make a real easy argument that those two, and take your pick, are the best players in the world.
Yeah, I can't disagree with anything you said, and I think again it's just the depth of the Team USA where you go from that starting lineup that they have, and then you bring in the second unit, and obviously the drop off just it's nowhere near what the drop off is for every other country. So that's where the USA has their advantage, and I will be shocked if they don't win it to a certain degree, and then like the other part of me to a certain degree says I can see them not getting it done because one of the reasons you said, which is obviously the other teams are together throughout the year, except for, you know, the few stars that they may or may not have that are playing in the NBA. But the other thing is that ultimately pressure busts pipes, and we know how that works.
Right.
So, you know, we'll see how they handle the pressure of going out there and being expected to go out and win. You know, Tatum and Drew Holiday and Derek White, your guys from the Boston Celtics, all playing on this team. how special would it be for them when you think about it to win the NBA championship and a gold medal in the same year within months of each other? Like that's pretty cool stuff, you know. And then Kevin Durant, obviously with what he's
going
done
four times. Right.
Yeah, the many times that he's played for this team and all the accolades that he has as an Olympian, like there's a lot riding on this, my friend, you know, and I think that it could be extremely special for certain individuals. Steph, I don't think Steph has a gold medal yet, so like this is something that nope. that he hasn't done, and you know, I think that there's just a lot that is going. On this whole event for these guys to go out there and perform at their highest level every single time they play a game, because you know what? This is the other thing, man. Every team wants to give the USA their best shot, right? Like you know that when these other guys right. are coming out and that they want to beat their fellow, you know, their contemporaries, man, the guys that they run up and down the court with, you know, throughout the NBA season. But this is where it's has a little bit more to do with pride, because you're playing for your country. So I just think that there's so many different things that are riding on this Olympics for Team USA, whether it's individually or just for this team. So to me, sometimes expectations are very difficult to live up to. And again, I think you heard me kind of go this route a few times over the past couple of months, and I can relate it to my own pain and misery of what the Milwaukee Bucks did or did not accomplish throughout the NBA season. So that to me is what it's all about, Mike, is you go out there and you represent your country to the best of your ability. And you know what? You let the chips fall where they may fall, but Team USA has a lot of things that they're playing for, and many, many different guys are playing for those things, Mike.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, you mentioned all of it. I mean, look, any Boston Celtics fan is kind of, you know, they're very, I mean, we're very prideful, you know, fan base as it is, but to see three of your guys on the same team, and it could have been four with Jaylen Brown or maybe, you know, maybe Derek's not there and Jaylen is, you know, whatever that whole controversy was all about. But, you know, that's a great thing. LeBron, this is probably his last Olympics, and going out with another gold medal, I'm sure for his trophy case would be, you know, something he would want to the end of the world. And, you know, and Kevin Durant, he could get four gold medals, and that says something, you know. And Steph, you look at Steph Curry's career, you look at his career, and it's like, this is his first Olympics. Like how is this Steph Curry's first Olympics? Like, how is he not on these other teams? And, you know, there's probably things that have gotten in the way in the past and all those, that kind of problem. But, you know, this Steph would eat this up. They win the gold. You know, I don't think there's one person in this country that doesn't want Steph Curry to win a gold medal at the Olympics. Everybody loves Steph, you know. And look, you can make an argument that he's the face of the league, he's the face of the NBA kind of deal. But with all these guys that are on the team, all their, like you said, all their individual accolades that they got, winning something for your country is unbelievable.
Absolutely. All right, we got to take a final pause for the cause this hour. We'll come back. We'll wrap it up and kind of give you a little idea of what's to come in hour number two. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
In people, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like to. Can always holler at us, everybody. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Look, man, so much happening in the sports world, as you and I both know, each and every day. Hour number two, I think we want to fill that with some NFL talk. My guy Jordan Love just got that fat contract, right? We talked a little bit about that before it happened, and I said, hey, I could see him getting pretty close to $60 million a year. Thank God he settled for $55 million. I'm kidding about that. But at the end of the day, man, look, he's signed, sealed, and delivered, bro. We've got our quarterback for the future, and I think the future is extremely bright for my Green Bay Packers.
Oh, hell yeah. Your future is bright for your Green Bay Packers. Look, there's one thing that Green Bay knows how to do. It's how to develop a quarterback and have great quarterback play. You guys, I swear to God, Andy, you guys have been spoiled for what, 30 years with Favre and A-Rod, and now if Love continues, his development and has anything close to what Favre and A-Rod were like with their years in Green Bay, you guys are going to be just fine. I mean, I've seen people pick your Green Bay Packers to go to Super Bowl, this year. So, things are looking very good for your Green Bay Packers. Look, my Miami Dolphins with Tua, they signed him to a big contract. I'm not a big Tua guy. I don't think this is going to go well this year for Miami. I don't think they make the playoffs.
Wow. I can't wait to break this down with you next hour, my friend. All right, people. Hour one is in the books. Hour two on the horizon. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, tons of NFL talk, by the way, too, because you just opened up a can of worms for me to just dive into. So I'm excited, man. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Sports Byline USA News, I'm Ben Murphy. 49ers All-Pro left tackle Trent Williams is reportedly holding out of training camp until his contract gets adjusted. Williams, who's been a first-team All-Pro the last three seasons, is set to make $20 million next year, with additional per-game roster bonuses. His remaining contract has no guaranteed money left on it. The Broncos are restructuring wide receiver Cortland Sutton's contract, adding an extra $1.5 million in incentives. Sutton's contract can now be worth up to $15.2 million and will keep him a Bronco through the 2025 season. After tearing his Achilles in Week 8 of the NFL season last year, Falcons quarterback Kirk Cousins has been medically cleared from his injury, according to head coach Raheem Morris. The former Vikings quarterback signed a four-year, $180 million contract with the Falcons last offseason. Cousins was on pace for 36 passing touchdowns and 10 interceptions before the injury. Pacers guard Andrew Nembhard has come to an agreement with the team on a three-year, $59 million deal. This deal is fully guaranteed. The 24-year-old broke out in the postseason, averaging 14.9 points on 56% from the field and 48% from three. The NBA has announced that they will move forward with Amazon, NBC, and ESPN's 11-year deal worth a total of $77 billion. According to the NBA, TNT did not match this deal, leading to the league's decision to continue with Amazon. This will likely lead to a legal battle between the NBA and TNT. This will be TNT's last year covering the NBA, which means the beloved show Inside the NBA will be coming to an end after this year. This is Sports Byline USA News.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
The Philadelphia Flyers have reached a contract extension with forward Travis Konecny. The deal is an eight-year extension worth $70 million. Konecny is coming off a 68-point season and was a first-round draft pick in the 2015 draft. The Mariners announced that shortstop J.P. Crawford suffered a fractured right hand and will miss 4 to 6 weeks. Crawford was batting .204 with 9 home runs and 32 RBIs prior to his injury. San Diego Padres pitcher Dylan Cease throws a no-hitter against the Washington Nationals. Cease threw 114 pitches, walked 3 batters, and struck out 9. This is the second no-hitter in Padres history. The Padres acquired Cease in a trade last year with the Chicago White Sox for a few of their prospects.
Sports in 60. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Buried in Olympic and political coverage, our fifth major sport, was news that the NBA had finalized their $76 billion 11-year deal with Disney, NBC, and Amazon, pending a potential legal battle from Warner Brothers Discovery that will probably not bear any fruit. The baton will be handed over next season. Besides TNT, NBA League Pass and even NBA TV may be casualties, as the league puts its trust in Generation Z and the streaming medium. But like the stalled electric car, are we there yet? Putting terrestrial TV in the rearview mirror is forward thinking, but as of a year and a half ago, only 4 in 5 houses had solid internet. Some playoff games will also stream, and can the NBA do what the NFL did last season with the Dolphins-Chiefs Peacock wildcard game? For a league that plays 2,500 regular season games, how many people will really be watching? And by the way, the NBC-NBA Monday night doubleheader games will have start times of 8 and 11 p.m. Eastern, so stock up on the no-dos. Sports in 60, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Today in sports history. On this day in 1956, Roberto Clemente hit the only walk-off inside the park grand slam in MLB history, helping the Pirates take down the Chicago Cubs 9-8. In 1939, New York Yankees starting pitcher Adley Donald set the American League rookie record for consecutive wins. The Yankees won 5-1 against the St. Louis Cardinals for Donald's 12th straight win. In 1941, Lefty Grove recorded his 300th and final win of his career. The Red Sox pitcher helped take down the Cleveland Indians 10-6 at Fenway Park. Grove had a career ERA of 3.06 and struck out a total of 2,266 batters. Have a good day, and remember, you're listening to Sports Byline USA News. I'm Ben Murphy.
Would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. Tons to talk about and dive into, literally dive into the Olympics and the swimming and all that stuff, and then everything else in the world that's happening. Major League Baseball in full throttle. We did talk about that in hour number one, though, and I do want to talk a lot about the NFL this hour. Jordan Love getting paid, Tua getting paid, people getting paid to play a game they love. They grew up as a child just having a dream, and no way in hell they thought they'd be in the position they're in now, but they are, and I disagree with you a little bit about Tua, because at the end of the day, the dude has unbelievable weapons, and when you have weapons like he has, it's hard to see him not be productive. So I'm really excited to see what the Miami Dolphins can do this season. And hey, man, how awesome would that be? Miami playing Green Bay in the Super Bowl, bro. You win, I win. But at the end of the day, the Green Bay Packers win the game. So I win and you lose.
Well, we're going to get a chance to see that during the regular season in week 13. So, you know, you're going to smoke Miami. That game's in Green Bay. Like, that game is over before it starts. I'm just telling
week
you.
Week 13 in Green Bay for Miami, bro. Good luck, my friend.
Yeah.
Tua and the boys are going to be freezing their you-know-what's off. We got to take a pause for the cause. We'll come back in just a few. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. Andy Dorf coming at you. Get at us, people. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Get at us on the X thing. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother. So let's dive into your dilemma or your problem real quickly, because as you look at how this goes, Joey Big Game Burrow, as I like to call him, 55 mil, Jordan Love.
Looking like Slim Shady now.
Yeah, Jordan Love, 55 mil, your boy Tua, 53, Justin Herbert, 52, Jalen Hurts, 51. I wouldn't mind being any one of these guys, okay? That's beside the point. Why are you not sold on Tua? I'm scratching my head a little bit. Why are you not sold on this dude?
For me, he's a little small. I'm your traditional. I want my quarterback 6'4", 6'5". You can drive it downfield. When we drafted Tua, there was Justin Herbert right there, and I'm sitting there going, draft. I'm like, just draft Herbert. He is every, I mean, you saw him. You saw what he did, you know, and he's every bit of 6'7". He can drive the ball. He probably throws one of the greatest, you know, downfield balls in all of the league right now. And then you put Herbert with those speed guys that they got, I think we'd have a lot more downfield shots. I mean, everything with Tua it seems like it's not driven downfield. Everything's underneath. There is some injury history with him. Granted, it's not to the extent of what he had at Alabama his last year and all that kind of thing. Thank God. Or I would really be throwing things at the TV on a Sunday afternoon watching the Dolphins. But for me, the issue is it's not necessarily with Tua, it's the team. And it seems like that the Miami Dolphins are kind of a one-trick pony. They got speed everywhere. And that's the way the league is. You got to have these skill guys. You got to have speed. You got to everything's opened up, the whole thing. But for me, you got to balance it out with a better running game, use the tight end more, and not become so one-trick pony-ish. And look, when you are kind of the one-trick pony, it's fairly easy for teams to watch film to figure out how to stop these speed guys and Waddle and Tyreek Hill, okay, from getting downfield and busting it open. The other thing is Miami can't play in cold weather. They just freaking can't play in cold weather. And you know, you look at the success that they've had, and granted, yeah, they've had some success. It's early on in the season.
Sure.
When a lot of these
sure.
teams, like the Buffalo Bills or the New York Jets, they got to go down to the swamp, which is Miami, you know, in September and October. It's just humid as you know what down there. So that plays in their hands. But you got to be able to go on the road in adverse conditions and win games. And they're not doing that. And they haven't
okay.
done that. Until they do it, they haven't done it. So I don't hold out a lot of hope. If they make the playoffs, Andy, it's going to be like the last couple of years. They're going to get in by the skin of their teeth. They're going to have to play somebody in just brutally cold weather, and it's not going to go well. This is a big year for Tua. This is a big year for McDaniels to show that they can go on the road in cold weather somewhere, like a Green Bay in week 13. It's either week 13 or week 14, something like that. And that's not going to be South Beach. You know, and to say that you think or people think that they're going to be able to do that, I'm just going to let this play out. But for right now, look, I'm a Dolphin guy through and through, but they haven't done it. And until they do it, they haven't. And I just don't have confidence in the team to be able to go on a road and get a big road win in the cold.
All right, so let me be the voice of reason here, okay? First and foremost, I think we're both hardest on our own team, okay? So to a certain degree, right? So to a certain degree, I hear your pain, I hear your frustration, but now let me be the voice of reason here, okay? So I heard you talking about the way that they run their offense. And I don't put that on Tua, man. I'm putting that on your play calling first and foremost. Okay. So when you say, and I think the term you were looking for was that they do a lot of dink and dunk. Okay. And they don't you want to see them driving the ball down the field where guys are running fly patterns on the outside, okay? And they should be as well, because they've got two of the fastest guys in the league in Tyreek and Waddle, okay? So I think this is the year where they take the diapers off of Tua. Okay, and they unleash a much different offense. And you were talking about their running game, bro, dude. They found a running game last season, and the only reason that their running game went to crap is because they got injured. And dude, at the end of the day, my friend, how many other teams can we talk about? Or and I'm every freaking sport as well. How many of them can we talk about? Well, we were injured. We were decimated at this point in the season, and we were unable to go out there and perform at our highest level. Again, I hate to be a freaking broken record, but that sounds a lot like my Milwaukee Bucks from last season, dude. Okay, so I think that it's really hard for us to look at our teams completely objectively in the sense of not expecting them to be a Super Bowl contender in this case, like every single season, which at the end of the day, when you make the playoffs, you have a chance. And where you guys need to get better is this, okay? You always start out the season 4-0, okay? Like, I'm being dead serious.
Right.
You always start out the year 4-0 because you have that advantage in the beginning of the year. These other teams are coming into Miami, and it's a warm, humid experience for them, and that's where you guys have the advantage early in the season, okay? So ultimately, if you have home field advantage, my friend, I think things could be much different. And here's the part I think also is you guys play a little bit of a soft style. I'd like to see a little bit more smash mouth. Okay, so I personally think this is the year they finally take the training wheels off, they take the diaper off, and they unleash Tua, and you're going to see this offense be a lot more explosive. And if I hate to say this as well, if I'm not mistaken, I'm gonna go out on a limb because I'm not looking at it, but I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say I think you guys had a top five offense last year the way that it was. So, again, you put a few wrinkles into this, and I think you guys have a very dynamic, creative, innovative offense that teams are going to have a nightmare trying to defend guys.
No, I get that. And I know that we have a very dynamic offense. But here's my thing is that when it comes to making in-game adjustments, McDaniels has to be better at that. He just has to be better at making in-game adjustments.
All right, that's fair. And we can say that about 90% of the league as well, again. Dave Campbell,
sure.
Mike McCarthy, you know, a bunch of guys. Even my guy in frickin' Green Bay at times. All right, we got to take a break. I hear the music. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed. Or you pay.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline
airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Get at us. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on the X. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, bro, so we just got done talking a little bit about your squad. Now let's talk a little bit about my squad. Jordan Love, the Green Bay Packers, they pay him that nice contract, $55 million for the next 4 years after this season. I'm sure that's what that means. So he got that extension. The future, like I talked to you about, looks extremely bright for the Green Bay Packers. He's slotted right up there with Joey Big Game Burrow, as I like to call him, and I love that kid. He's a fantastic thrower of the ball, just like Jordan Love, who, by the way, you mentioned this earlier, your guy Tua, not 6'4", which is where you like your guys to be. He's Tua 6'1", and or at least that's what they list him at. They list Jordan Love at 6'4", so he's right there in your prototype football quarterback guy. That's what you like to see. So he's right there. I think the sky's the limit with this kid. Okay, I really do, and I never ever. You've known right from the get. I was ready for Rodgers to be gone, and I was ready for the Jordan Love era to begin. And I never really felt that the Packers were going to take a huge hit going from Rodgers to Jordan Love. And obviously, we saw what happened last season. They get to the postseason. They have the great victory in Dallas, and then probably could have gotten out of San Francisco with a victory, but they didn't, and the rest of that is history. But I think this now, you can build on that momentum from last season and from what you did in paying this kid, and now there's no questions, okay? Like, you're our guy. We are 100% behind you. Now my concern moves to this, Mike, is in 2 or 3 years when the guys that he's throwing the ball to are ready to get re-upped, will the Green Bay Packers have enough money to keep those guys happy the same way that they did with Jordan Love? Or does Jordan Love at some point give back to the organization that gave so much to him now? You know, that'll all play out down the road.
Right.
But you think you know exactly where I'm coming from. So your thoughts about the deal. Your thoughts about the deal, though.
The deal. This was pretty much right in, right in the wheelhouse of what I thought it was going to be. It even included the $75 million signing bonus. Someone says, "Hey, we're going to give you $75 million to put your name on the contract." I'd be like, "Hey, anybody got a pen that works? Like, you want blue ink, black ink? Like, what do you want?" I mean, that's insane in itself. The money that we're talking about, I mean, when you and I talk about free agency in any sport, especially with football or basketball, I mean, to me, and I've said this many times, it's like playing with Monopoly money. You know, I mean, this is insane in terms of what these guys are being paid these days. I thought the deal was pretty much right on par with, like I said, with what he was going to get, in kind of in line with whatever else that all these other guys are getting paid. It didn't surprise me in the least that he got what he got, because, like you say, Andy, all the time, you're worth what somebody's willing to pay you. And yeah, that's what Green Bay figured out, and that's what they settled on. And, you know, every Green Bay Packer fan should just be happy the deal is done. He's under contract. He's there for at least 4 more years. And hopefully there's a lot of success that comes the Packers' way with Jordan Love. Because, look, Jordan Love, the last half of the season last year was unbelievable. Like, his statistics were great. What he did to Dallas in the playoffs was phenomenal. And I think that the ceiling is high for Jordan Love in terms of where he can go from here. And now that he has security, who knows where it's going to take you guys.
Stay healthy. That's all I can say. And I like the running game with the addition of Josh Jacobs, because Josh Jacobs is going to bring a punch to this offense that we haven't seen. And I'm not taking anything away from Aaron Jones, except for the fact that he went to the Minnesota Vikings, which is, sometimes you got to do what you got to do, but I ain't mad at you. But the truth is I think the Green Bay Packers running game is in great hands. Obviously, we know about their receiving core. They're young, but they've all been working together for a long, long time. So I truly think the Green Bay Packers, the sky is the limit this year, and the division's going to go through either them or Detroit. With Chicago is going to be better, but I'm not like huge on Caleb, man. I'm sorry, but I think that when you played at USC and you were hanging out with the best of the best in every single position, you're going up against guys now like D linemen that are faster than you, bro. Like that's the truth. You're in a league where you're no longer the biggest fish in that pond. So I'm really curious to see how he handles moving. And if he tries to get a little too crazy, and tries to make plays, one shot, and his season is going to be over and done with. All right, so we've gotten your squad out of the way. We've gotten my squad out of the way. We talked, I think, a week ago about the Kansas City Chiefs and their potential of three-peating, and we also talked about some of their biggest contenders or people that may give them a good run for their money. And if I'm not mistaken, I think we both like Baltimore with the addition that they've made, Derrick Henry in that backfield. Like, that's ridiculous. They should be running for 250 yards a game. And then if Lamar can somehow figure out, you know, you want to talk about dinking and dunking, by the way. I hope someday they take the training wheels off of Lamar too, because it seems like most of his passes are like 10 yards or less. But they don't necessarily always have great down the field weapons either. They got guys that go across the middle a lot, but you get my point. I think Cincinnati's going to rebound. I really do.
So do I.
But I am a little bit suspect on their running game, because they let Joe Mixon go to the Texans, which I think the Texans, you know, we've talked about them. You know, it'll be interesting to see about C.J. Stroud and maybe having a little bit of a sophomore slump to a certain degree. But with that being said, they've made some upgrades and they've made some improvements. They've got that program moving in a very good direction. They should, on paper, I think they're the best team in the AFC South. And this is going to lead me to where I want to go with you. because I mentioned it to you last week, and we never got there. But the Jacksonville Jaguars, there was a lot of hype from them last year. Well, but last year there was a lot of hype, right? And they started out great. They didn't finish so well. You want to talk about big years? I think this is a huge year for Trevor Lawrence and the Jacksonville Jaguars. What say you?
Oh, I absolutely agree. I think this is a big year in terms of, okay, quit talking and let's see it. Like, Trevor Lawrence got a big contract too. And, you know, when he came out of Clemson, hey, he's the next greatest thing to slice bread that's coming out. And, you know, a lot of people said he was the best prospect coming out since Andrew Luck and all that. And what have we exactly seen? Now, granted, Jacksonville hasn't had, you know, when he first got there, didn't have what he has now. He got, you know, there's Christian Kirk down there. They've spent some money to get, you know, Trevor some weapons. But much like maybe Miami, you can't be just, you know, eking into the playoffs or barely missing the playoffs, finishing 9-8, 10-7, those kind of things, and then have a first round loss in the playoffs all the time. You got to show us that you're every bit of that big prospect coming out of Clemson that people said you were, and we haven't seen it yet. And so I think this is a big year for Trevor Lawrence to quiet his critics. Whether he does it or not, we got to let it play out.
Yeah, we'll see how it shakes out for the Jacksonville Jaguars. All right, so something we talked about a few weeks ago, and it's starting to get out there a little bit more again, is the Brandon Ayuk situation with the San Francisco 49ers. Right. He wants to go to Washington, man. He wants to play with Jaden. First and foremost, I think that's freaking cool as all hell, okay? Because obviously you and I know they played together in college. It'd be pretty cool for that to reunite. But if that does take place, how big of a hit is that for the San Francisco 49ers, my friend? And what does that do to them? Do they have a guy that can step up into his role if a deal does get done? Because as far as I've seen, he's demanding to get traded. So how bad does this get for the San Francisco 49ers if it actually comes through?
It could get bad. You take Ayuk out of the lineup, and he's the guy that – he'll stretch the field. He's a speed guy. You know, he's in that Waddle range. So we'll see what happens. But this could really go south. And it may make San Francisco easier to defend when you don't have the fast guy in there anymore.
Yeah, I mean, they do have the Swiss Army knife and obviously Debo, but the combo was absolutely fantastic. So we got to take a pause for the cause. I hear the music. We'll do that. Pay some bills. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on the X thing for Mike. Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, USA, Team USA beating Serbia right now, 73-60, 3:43 left in that third quarter. From what I've seen, it's been a whole hell of a lot of Kevin Durant and LeBron James, and that's kind of the theme of the Olympics, my friend. If you look at like most of these basketball teams, most of the teams have like old men playing. It's almost like me going back to my right. Old high school and playing pickup ball. Like I would have been the 30-year-old guy playing with 18-year-old kids, and they're the 40-year-old guys, or pretty close to four, like in obviously LeBron's case, and then KD ain't too far behind him. But I've noticed a lot of teams have guys well into their 30s. Have you noticed that it seems like FIBA basketball, you can play maybe a little bit longer for whatever reason. I don't know why, but it does seem like there's a lot of teams that have guys well into their 30s, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely it does. And I think part of it with FIBA basketball and just European basketball, they don't play games as much as the NBA does. There's not a lot of back to backs. They may play only a couple games a week. There's a lot more practice with European basketball. So I think that's part of the reason why you see these guys are, you know, on the older side of their career playing for their countries, for FIBA, for Europe, you know, for the European leagues.
You know, there's a guy that I really love is Dennis Schroeder. Obviously, he plays for the German team, and they've got a pretty good basketball squad too, by the way. But here's my question, man. He's been on several different teams in the NBA, and I'm just kind of wondering why doesn't he stick in places longer? Because he's really dynamic on the floor, man. He can score from every level, first and foremost. He played some pretty good defense the other day against Steph Curry. If I'm not mistaken, I saw him block his shot when the Team USA was playing them in one of the scrimmage games. But why do you think Dennis Schroeder hasn't like been able to find a home in the NBA? He's been somewhat of a drifter, or a journeyman, if you will.
Right. You know, and that's a very good question. I have heard from time to time that he has a little bit of an attitude, kind of like, I know everything, that you don't need to coach me, like I'm a 6 year old type of thing. I've heard that, because look, for me, when he first came in, Andy, I'm not going to lie, like I was like, is this Rajon Rondo's younger brother? Like to me, he just kind of had that Rondo kind of feel to him. He could pass the ball. He had a little bit of attitude. He wasn't going to back down to people. Kind of a skinny point guard like Rondo was, you know. So, but to get to your question, I don't know the exact reason why he hasn't stuck with somebody, because to me, I'm like you. He's dynamic. He can bring a lot to a team. He's a legit point guard, can settle things down when things get a little crazy out on the court. You know, so we'll see. I mean, you talked about Germany having a good team. Hell, Canada has a good team, man. All those guys in Canada from SGA and those guys, they have a pretty good squad as well. So, but as far as, you know, as far as Schroeder, good question.
So I saw the unicorn Victor Wembanyama play the other day. I really like his game. I'm curious to hear your thoughts on how dominant you think this kid will be as early as next year in the NBA. He's got Chris Paul throwing him the ball now, which I like that move for San Antonio, man. So Wimby now, what are your expectations for San Antonio next year, and what are your expectations for Wimby? How dominant do you think this guy's going to be in the near future?
Wimby, give it a couple more years, he could be the face of the league, Andy. 7'5", whatever he is, 7'6". I mean, I think I saw him throw a dunk down when his feet were outside of the restricted area. You know, I mean, it's kind of it's crazy in terms of how long he is, how big he is. He can shoot threes, he can dribble. Like, legitimately, he can bring the point. He can bring the ball up court and start flipping offense for France or San Antonio. The other thing I like that San Antonio did for him, they dropped that kid out of UConn, the wing player, to help him out as well. I mean, look, it was Wemby and really nobody else for San Antonio this past year. I think San Antonio is going to do what they can to put more weapons around him. And if there is a team that is going to develop him and make him become what we think and what we kind of see from time to time could be just the monster of the league, it's San Antonio for sure. You know, and Popovich down there, we know that they have had great success in developing big men down there. So he's in the perfect spot to really further his career, to further his development. Let's just hope that San Antonio can continue to try and put pieces around him to make it a little easier in terms of him not being able to, you know, having to do everything, you know. So we'll see what happens. But Wemby's off to a great start. He's fun to watch for sure.
No, he's definitely box office, as some would say. Okay, so now I'm going to jump back on you and go back to the NFL, because I'm looking at something, and we were talking about the Brandon Ayuk situation with the San Francisco 49ers. They may have a bunch of situations coming their way relatively soon too, because they're going to have to pay Brock Purdy as well, right? And I think that part of the holdup with this Ayuk thing could be the whole situation with Brock Purdy, that they've got to pay two guys and they need to figure out which one is more important first and foremost. And we all know the answer to that. It's the quarterback. So like, who do you need to take care of first? I think that's maybe that's the problem they're having. Is that a fair guess?
Oh, it's absolutely a fair guess in terms of who they want to pay. I mean, if you don't pay Purdy, you're setting your franchise back a bit. Purdy's proved that he can play in this league. And, you know, the people that say he's a system quarterback, well, everybody's a system quarterback. Purdy's walked in, got into a situation that most quarterbacks would absolutely kill to be in, with the amount of weapons and the type of offense that they run up in the Bay. You know, a little earlier, Andy, we're talking about Trevor Lawrence and how he has to prove himself this year. This is a big year. Imagine if Trevor Lawrence was in that offense up there in San Francisco. What we would be saying about him. So they're going to have to pay Purdy. And with that, we all know, you know, I know, and everybody that follows football like we do knows, you know, you can't pay everybody. And I think Ayuk's going to be the first casualty of them not being able to pay everybody, but being able to pay Brock Purdy.
Yeah, and then that really could wind up helping the Washington football team out, because at the end of the day, again, he's already shown the interest that he wants to go to Washington, and we know why. He wants to go play with his buddy Jaden. I'm thinking it's going to happen, my friend. I really am. And then I'm going to be kind of curious to see how Brock Purdy is able to adjust to not having that particular weapon. Do they still have McDonald, though, who, at the end of the day, I believe last year, McDonald for them was, he played pretty well, and he was able to make some pretty good plays. Maybe they think they have enough depth that if they were to lose Brandon Ayuk, it's not as big of a hit as you and I may think it is.
Who, you kind of broke up there a little bit, brother. Who were you talking about there? You're talking Washington having a certain player.
I was talking about the San Francisco 49ers having McDonald. I believe that was the guy that made some pretty good solid plays for them last year as a wide receiver. I'm looking, or Jennings was okay, if I'm not mistaken. Like they had some other guys that were able to make plays, but obviously Ayuk and Debo, they're the feature. But my question is, do they think they have another person that they could feature, and that the Brandon Ayuk situation may not be as bad as you and I think it is?
Well, they did pick up Ricky Pearsall, and that guy, that kid can play. He's not exactly Brandon Ayuk, but he's another player that they can fit into the rotation, I think, there. And like you mentioned Jennings, you also, you know, they got Kittle. It's going to be kind of trial and error. If this trade is pulled off and Ayuk is shipped out of town, in terms of who takes his place. But I would think Ricky Pearsall, however you pronounce his name, would probably be that guy that may take over that role or that position from Ayuk.
And they're loaded all over the place at running back as well. I mean, McCaffrey, they are absolutely loaded with a stable of great running backs. Like, I'm starting to think that they're not as concerned as you and I may be. Like, that's really kind of where my head is right now. Okay, so let's move on a little bit, and let's talk about one more thing here. I don't know if they played this year or not, but Jim Harbaugh back in the NFL, now coaching, obviously, the Chargers. If he were to play San Francisco this year, what kind of a reception do you think he'd get?
Oh, that's a good That's a good question. I would think he'd get an okay reception. Like, look, he took San Francisco to the Super Bowl. Like, you know, there was some success there. So I don't think that there's all this bitterness or hatred or anything like that towards him at all. If they were to go play San Francisco up there, I don't think now if he went to some other college and he goes back to Michigan, then, you know, then you're going to get that vitriol thrown at him. But I don't anticipate or wouldn't see anything like that happening to him going back to San Francisco after the success he's had up there.
All right, we got to take that final pause for the cause. We come back, we do what we do. It's called Parting Shots. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf at you. We do parting shots. Before we do that, though, ways you can get at us on the X for Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports, Facebook, Dorf on Sports, and IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother, parting shot time, my friend. You are up.
Look, Andy, this is going to come as a little bit of a shock to you, but my final take of the day goes out to Rafi Nadal. Hey, he makes a last minute decision to play in the Olympics. He wins his first match. Now he gets to play Djokovic. Not that I'm thinking he's going to win the Olympic gold medal, but it's good to see Rafi back out there slipping, sliding, grunting, hitting forehands, the whole thing. And now he gets to play Djokovic in a second round match kind of deal. And that should be fun to watch. But bottom line, congrats to Rafi just getting back out there and doing his thing.
Yeah, I mean, again, we talked about pride and all that stuff, and I don't know if there's an individual that I can think of that has more pride and more love for his country than Rafael Nadal. So I like that, my friend. We're on the same page, by the way. My shout out, my parting shout is this. Look, it's Olympic time. What an opportunity for you to go out and showcase your talents, your abilities. And we get an opportunity to learn about people we have no clue about. We get to see games and sports that we don't know much about. Sit back, enjoy it, and have a lot of fun watching people go out there and represent their country to the best of their ability. It's an unbelievable honor. For Mike Wilson, for John Poulter, for Robert on the other side of the glass, making it all possible, I'm the DORF man saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Have a great week, everybody. Take care.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.